You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Literacy Podcast. This morning, we have with us Mr. Clifford Marin, Esquire.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Just to introduce Cliff a little further, Cliff is a principal with Cohen and Wolf, and your practice focus is on family law, criminal defense, and personal injury.
Yes, sir.
Cliff, for our discussion today, we're going to focus a little bit specifically on family law. That's all right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, good. Anything else you want to tell us about your bio? Anything you want to add?
Mark, thank you again. It's great to be here with you. I've been in Connecticut since 2011. I've been in private practice for the better part of 10 years and kind of fell into doing family law. And once I started doing it a little bit, I really, really started enjoying it because in other types of litigation, it's a little more cutthroat. And in family law, you really get to develop personal relationships with people. And as callous or as trite, I know those are two different words, but let's go with trite. As trite as it might sound, I feel like as a family attorney, you really do get to help people. And obviously there's money involved and there's disputes involved, but at the end of the day, this is somebody that's going through a extraordinarily difficult time in their life, whether it's a divorce case, whether it's a child support case, whether it's a custody case. It's never easy because it's a major life shift. Yeah. So it's really something that helps an individual get through really one of the most important and sometimes difficult moments of their lives. So I felt that I'm kind of a people person, as you know. Yeah. And so developing those relationships with people and assisting people, guiding them through that process, it's very rewarding on a day-to-day basis.
That's great to hear. Thank you for sharing that. I know that each divorce and client situation is very unique, right? Every situation is their own. If you could change anything or give any advice to someone who's just starting out in this process, what might that look like?
Well, if anything's going to change, then I think you got to contact the state legislature about that. In terms of the court system, we all have our qualms and we all have our things that we'd like to see done a little differently. But in terms of, yes, absolutely. You said it best. Every case is different. And I tell that to clients right when they come to me because people ask those general questions. How long is this going to take? How much is this going to cost? What can I expect here? And the answer consistently is, look, every case is different.
Yeah.
Here's my best guess. But in terms of one piece of advice or many pieces of advice layered under one piece of advice, I always tell people, be prepared for how long this is going to take. This is not going to be, we're talking about divorce specifically.
Yes.
Somebody approaches me about a divorce. It's contingent on so many factors. It's contingent on how reasonable your client's going to be. It's contingent on how reasonable the other person is going to be. It's going to be contingent on how reasonable both attorneys are. So you never know what happens. One, you're at the whims of the court calendar in some respect. And then in another aspect, you're at the whims of everybody's own personal shtick, if you want to call it that, because you never know how people are going to react about things. You never know what people are going to find out in the middle of a divorce case. You never know what one little thing is going to get set somebody off. So the process has to play out naturally. It's almost like every divorce case takes a life of its own. So my best advice to a client or my number one piece of advice to a client coming in would be just be prepared for how long this is going to take because it's not going to be quick. Generally, as a general rule, it's not going to be quick and it's not going to be super easy.
And oftentimes the client doesn't need it to be quick. Although they think they want it to be quick, it's important that you know, their needs are addressed appropriately. So sometimes it can't be quick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the biggest thing, well, one of the biggest things for a client, and I know we discussed this the other day when we were talking about this, is when looking for an attorney in a divorce process, is, of course, somebody needs to find a potential client needs to find somebody that they can trust. I think that goes without saying. Yeah. But and I tell this to everybody that I speak to who is a potential client. They need to be comfortable, beyond comfortable, with the person that they select as their attorney. Because this person, this attorney, is basically going to be an amateur therapist.
Yeah.
Your co-pilot, your life partner for about a year, because you as a client are going to tell this attorney some of the most personal, deepest, not necessarily darkest, but most personal, deepest things that are within your life. And there's going to be documents shared that you never thought as a client you'd be sharing them with anybody. So I think, as the younger generation say, you know, there's got to be a good vibe. That's a vibe. There really has to be a good vibe between a client as and a potential attorney, because that comfort is what's going to help develop a good relationship, and it's what's going to help the client be comfortable enough and trustful enough to take the attorney's advice when things get a little sticky, when things get a little hairy, and when things need to move forward.
That is the most common theme that I hear during all of these interviews that I've done, is you need to find somebody that you're very, very comfortable with and and you can share information with.
And not to sound like a used car salesman, but I genuinely do tell clients, I want you to find somebody that you can trust and that you're comfortable with, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else. If it's not me, that's okay. You need to find somebody that you're comfortable with, because it's not going to work for me either. If I have a client who's not comfortable with me, that's not going to put me in a good position to succeed on behalf of the client.
Sure. Excellent. How many attorneys do you suggest that somebody interview?
That's a great question. It really depends. It depends. Sometimes, you know, it's like dating. Yeah. It's kind of like dating, right? It really is.
Sometimes great analogy.
When you just, you know, maybe they should set up like a speed dating thing for attorneys and potential clients. But I think sometimes when you know, but it's always good, even if you think you know, it's always good to get another person's perspective. There's the old saying, you know, you ask 10 attorneys the same question, you get 15 different answers. So it is good to get the different perspective of different people. Right. And people have different cost bases. People have different price points. So it's always good to get those different perspectives, like anything in life.
Do you do any mediation or collaborative work?
I do not. Some of my partners at my firm do. Okay. But I have assisted clients with mediation, where client and myself and opposing party and their attorney have gone to a mediator. And I find that mediation, when the parties are willing, because that's the number one, that's the number one step. But when the parties are willing, a mediation could be the best possible thing in a case. I will say that when I've had cases where my client and the opposing party have agreed to mediate, it is extraordinarily rare that a mediation was not successful.
Right. That's what I hear also. So,
yeah.
Well, that's great. You have that resource in case you run into that.
Yes.
Thank you. Cliff, I know you've worked on hundreds, maybe thousands of cases. Anything memorable, any one of those memorable cases, good or bad, that kind of sticks with you?
So, there's certainly a lot of things that stick with me that I probably can't get into here. But what I will say, and this is kind of a cautionary tale, and this goes across the gamut of many cases that I have dealt with. Just as I said in the beginning, in terms of giving advice to somebody that you never know how long a case is going to take. Well, another piece of advice, and this goes into what I'm about to say, is really just don't sweat the small stuff, because we as people in general hang on to things that we believe are important to us. And we need to look objectively, which is extraordinarily difficult, at the grand picture of things and really seeing, and I hate using cliche phrases, but I do it, seeing the forest for the trees. Because I've had numerous cases, to answer your question, where the amount of time and money that's spent on attorney's fees to fight over something that's not even close to what the cost is of that item, it just doesn't make sense. I remember a case where two parties were fighting over, I think it was some type of medical reimbursement, and the amount of attorney time was probably triple of what the medical reimbursement was. And I know people like to win and they like to feel satisfied.
It didn't make a difference.
didn't make a difference. And I think sometimes in cases, it's not even about winning. It's about sticking it to the other person.
Right.
And really, when you're the attorney, both on an ethical and moral basis, it's, I think, your responsibility to say, look, I know this is important to you. Yeah. And I know you want to win. And I know you want to stick it to the other person. But why don't we try to see this through instead of you, the client, paying me,
right?
You know, and look, people want to make money. I get that. But
yeah,
how about you don't pay me, you know, however many hours this takes, and let's just get rid of this issue so you can save some money and some time and
right.
get some peace of mind. Because I think people eventually move on from things.
Yeah. No, nobody wins in a situation like that. As much as they think they're going to win, they're not going to win.
Well, and Mark, you said it best, because when people come to terms with a settlement,
yeah,
I think, and mediators will say this, and lawyers and good practitioners will say this, look, you're settling. It doesn't mean you're winning, and it doesn't mean
right.
the other person is winning.
Right.
Because you're giving a little, and the other person is giving a little. And in a settlement, nobody should be happy.
Right.
But it gives peace of mind, and it gives the
yep.
ability for somebody to move on.
Right.
And I think
exactly.
that's the most important thing, and having some finality. And to piggyback on that, you know, people always ask me, well, what do you think? Should we go to trial? Should we try to settle? You know, look, 99% of cases settle. And there's a reason for that. Because when somebody goes to a trial, it's a total crapshoot.
Right.
As a lawyer, you've had an intimate relationship with your client. Not actually intimate, but a very personal relationship with your client, understanding everything about them. And the other side, the other attorney, has had that same type of relationship with their client. When you go to trial, it's a total crapshoot. This
right.
is the first time this judge likely has ever seen you. This is the first time a judge has ever heard your story. A judge may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed that morning.
Yeah.
You never know what goes into a judge's mind. So no matter how compelling somebody's story may be, and obviously there's always exceptions. These are, you know, we're talking in generalities. But no matter how compelling somebody's story may be, I do tell a client, look, if you settle this case, you're the one that's signing your name to it. You have negotiated the terms. You are the one that has been a part of this, rather than somebody else who you've never met before making a decision about your life.
Yep. Well said. Well said. A lot of people think they want to just fight it out in front of somebody. And to your point, there's no sense. You lose
but
so
you know
much,
what, Mark,
you lose so much control.
Yes. But I'm glad you said that, because sometimes there are the rare occasions, and there are the occasions where it's important for somebody to be heard, and somebody wants to tell their story. And maybe that person, it doesn't even matter what the result is. They want to be able to
right.
be heard and have their story told and have somebody listen to them. And that experience may be cathartic for them as well.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Cliff. Appreciate it. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you to consult with you and
yeah.
you know, consider going down the road of divorce with
sure.
you, how would they best do that?
Sure. Well, they could contact you.
Yep.
No, I appreciate the shout out. And I'm a principal at the law firm of Cohen & Wolf. We have a great website, cohenandwolf.com. We have offices in Bridgeport, Westport, and Danbury. We have a full family group. We're also a full service firm. We do anything from commercial litigation to trusts and wills and estates. And I also do criminal defense and personal injury. My email is cmerin, C-M-E-R-I-N, at cohenandwolf.com, C-O-H-E-N-A-N-D-W-O-L-F.com. And my direct dial is 203-337-4193.
And we will also share all of that information as well in the bio section.
Great, great. Mark, thank you so much for having me on today.
You're very welcome. Any last minute thoughts you want to share with us?
Don't get divorced.
Thanks so much, Cliff. Really appreciate it.
All right, great. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.